Julia's MIT Origins and a Meager Resurrection and the Physics of Electric Flight. MIT News published an account of how an internal research project became the Julia programming language, filling in backstory that practitioners have long lacked. The researchers who created Julia were frustrated with Python's performance ceiling for scientific computing and the usability ceiling of Fortran and C for the same work. Their specific goal was a language simultaneously dynamic enough for interactive work and compiled enough to hit performance targets. What the article makes clear is that the two-language problem, writing prototypes in Python and rewriting performance-critical sections in C, was not an abstract inconvenience but a concrete drain on research time and a source of subtle bugs. Julia turns 50 next year, and the HN Threads 40 comments revealed a generational split. Researchers who used Julia between 2015 and 2019 retain strong feelings about breaking changes and compilation latency from that era, while newer users report that many of those rough edges have since been resolved. A developer posting at Jestoff.com detailed a reverse engineering challenge from Jane Street, walking through a binary puzzle requiring both x86 assembly comprehension and understanding of the higher-level algorithmic logic the binary implements. What distinguishes the write-up is explicit metacognition throughout. The author annotates their own reasoning process rather than simply presenting a solution, making it a functional teaching document. Jane Street's technical challenges have a reputation for testing skills genuinely relevant to quantitative trading infrastructure, and understanding compiled code without source access is one of them. A separate project by developer Rabaz took a 1993 Amiga game, fed the raw Motorola 68000 assembly to a large language model, and used the output to port the game to Godot. The HN thread drew 101 comments. Technically, the LLM was not generating the Godot port directly. It served as a translation layer, converting low-level assembly instructions into annotated pseudocode that the developer then used as a specification. That pattern, human in the loop, validating LLM output against verifiable ground truth, represents a more sustainable deployment model than asking a model to generate production code from scratch. The electric aircraft story drew a 350-point score and 241 comments, and the community thread validates that the largest electric aircraft yet flown designation represents a meaningful milestone rather than marketing inflation. Engineers in the thread went deep on the underlying physics. Jet fuel contains roughly 43 megajoules per kilogram, while the best available lithium battery chemistry approaches 1 megajoule per kilogram under ideal conditions. For short-range commuter aircraft carrying small payloads, that gap is manageable with careful design. For anything resembling a commercial airliner on a medium-haul route, the battery mass required to carry sufficient energy would prevent the aircraft from lifting itself. The milestone is real, so is the ceiling it demonstrates. The carbon-aware electricity pricing project, which tracks carbon intensity of electricity generation daily across 38 grids, offers a more immediately actionable climate technology story. And an artificial beaver dam study reported that researchers installing structures mimicking beaver dam architecture in California streams saw juvenile coho salmon survival rates rise from 8% to 60%. A more than sevenfold improvement from physical structures that a medium-sized rodent builds instinctively, with conservation implications that do not require. The core insight? Shifting flexible electricity consumption, fleet charging, intensive compute workloads, industrial processes, toward hours when the grid draws more heavily from renewables reduces carbon emissions without changing any hardware. Practitioners in the HN discussion noted that the data granularity is sufficient to build real scheduling systems. Waiting for beaver populations to naturally recolonize habitat.